Seattle's had its share of champion sports teams, from the 1979 Sonics to the 2014 Super Bowl champion Seahawks. None of those teams can touch Seattle's real sports dynasty, the University of Washington men's crew team. Five consecutive national championships, plus a legacy that goes back more than a century. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has this story.
A long wooden rowing shell hangs from the ceiling in the Husky crew team dining hall. It looks like a boat you would find in any nautical-themed restaurant around town, but this shell, the Husky Clipper, is special. It raced in the 1936 Olympics.
Now the last 100 yards. Great Britain leading on the far side, Italy coming up, Germany nearest to us third, Hungary fourth. But there's America, way over there.
The University of Washington crew team that rowed this boat won the race by a yard. You may have read their story in the bestseller, The Boys in the Boat. But these rowers were legend long before that book was ever published.
We honor the 36 crew. Every freshman knows that.
That's Michael Callahan, the head rowing coach at the UW. Callahan says every freshman learns the names of the 1936 crew. But they also honor the man who built the Husky Clipper, George Pocock.
When you say Pocock here, it's almost the spirit of the boathouse, the spirit of rowing. Pocock's name and philosophies are synonymous with our program and have lived here for over 100 years, and we would not be the same program without them.
Boat builder George Pocock and his brother Dick emigrated from England to Vancouver, B.C. in the early 20th century. In 1912, the UW lured the brothers to Seattle. Dick left to work at Yale, but George Pocock set up shop at the U, and that's where he built boats and dispensed rowing advice to the students and to their coaches. A century later, Seattle's evolved from a sleepy timber town to a high-tech metropolis, but the sport of rowing hasn't changed all that much. It's still about rowers and oars, power and rhythm. Early one sunny morning, coxswain Leah Roberts calls out instructions to 8 guys dressed in fluorescent green shirts and black tights.
Okay, let's get hands on.
They hoist a slim white boat up to their shoulders and carry it out to the water. Once they're settled in the shell, they paddle toward the Montlake Cut. The Huskies are prepping for their first race of the spring season. Kristen Brownlee drives a launch alongside the crew, shouting instructions through her megaphone.
15 high, 20 stride. Here we go. Attention. Go.
At Brownlee's call, the coxswains get to work.
Into, that's 1, 2 strike down. Pop, pop, pop.
Two boats start off side by side, but at Robert's urging, her 8 rowers surge ahead. This is Washington's third varsity crew, the 3V, and they're rowing the latest model from Pocock Racing Shells. Bill Titus has owned Pocock Racing Shells for more than 30 years. He bought the company from George Pocock's son, who planned to shut it down. It wasn't strictly a business deal, though. Titus wanted to preserve George Pocock's legacy. Titus first encountered the boat builder more than 50 years ago, when he was riding his bike through what's now the university's Montlake parking lot.
It was the town dump, and it had these portable barbecues. It had a whole row of these things with eternal flames that would come burning off the methane gas, because it's a peat bog out there.
One day, Titus rode past the dump to a wooden building on the shoreline.
I'd go peek in there, and there are these, you know, there's all these old guys working away, and you kind of put 1 foot in, nobody yells, put 2 feet in, and pretty soon someone will talk to you. And then there was this marvelous old man with this lilting English accent.
That marvelous old man was George Pocock. He and his boats helped build the university into a local sports powerhouse. Back then, rowing news was front page news.
The crews would row by because they rowed out in the lake in those days. And, of course, all the kids run down to the nearest dock and yell, stroke, 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 like every kid does, or used to.
So in 1936, it was a big deal when the Husky crew made it to the Berlin Olympics, and an even bigger deal here when the team won gold. Although rowing is still an Olympic sport, Bill Titus says it doesn't play well on TV.
Rowing's biggest problem is you can't watch rowing and have a sense of what's going on there. You have no sense of how hard those people are working because it looks so graceful. It looks so easy. the boats go by, parade of boats go by, and it looks like everyone's just out for a jaunt.
Collegiate crews don't represent the U.S. at the Olympics anymore. Some of the UW athletes may qualify to row in the Rio Games this summer. Before then, they'll focus on winning another national championship for their school. For senior Sam Helms, the boys in that 1936 Olympic boat are an inspiration.
Honestly, when I'm deep in the pain cave and my legs are burning, I can't breathe, that's one of the things that's on my mind, is knowing that those guys who, you know, worked real hard, didn't have the same resource that we did by a long shot, that's where they were rowing, and now that's where we're rowing.
Helms and his teammates never met George Pocock. He died 40 years ago. But Pocock's presence is felt in the boats that bear his name, the methods he instilled in the Washington coaches, and these words recorded in a 1973 film.
It's a great art, is rowing. It's the finest art there is. It's symphony of motion. It touches the you of you, which is your soul.
At the UW Shell House on Union Bay, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Go have fun at school. Learn something. Report back later.